share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Last Thursday, August 18, Chinese lifestyle retailer MINISO pledged to clear away its Japanese elements before March 2023, despite previously promoting itself as a Japanese designer brand, which sparked wide criticism among Chinese netizens. In a statement, MINISO apologized for its marketing strategy which hurt consumers' feelings, and explained that it was in an early phase of developing its business overseas, from late 2015 to 2018, when it hired a Japanese designer as its chief designer and promoted itself as a Japanese designer brand. MINISO said that they rolled out the wrong brand positioning and marketing strategy during the early phases, and has since made a detour. Since the end of 2019, they have been eliminating Japanese aspects from their business. And in the 6 months leading up to March of this year, they altered the shop signboards of 3,100 domestic stores from their previous Japanese styling to their Chinese name. Backlash on Weibo. Back in July 25, the brand's Spanish Instagram account posted a picture of dolls wearing Chinese Changsam and calling them Japanese geisha dolls. This led to the brand topping the trending list on August 9 on Chinese social media platform Weibo, after netizens pointed out that MINISO's Spanish account did not correct it and only replied with a smiling emoji. Following the backlash, the brand's headquarters immediately asked the Spanish agency team to delete the post and imposed penalties on the local social media agency operator, immediately terminating their relationship. Not the first time. According to the Global Times, this was not the first time MINISO had promoted itself as a Japanese brand, as its social media account in Panama had in the past introduced the company as Japanese. Whilst some said that MINISO stores were not allowed to play Chinese songs, it is not that a Chinese brand cannot use Japanese elements, but trying to paint itself as a Japanese brand is another thing given the history of Japanese crimes in China, said a Beijing resident. In the comments section under MINISO's latest apology statement on Weibo, many still found it hard to accept the apology and asked the company to explain whether it has used the Japanese national flag at signing ceremonies with foreign partners. What do you think of this? Also read, Starbucks reopens in Russia with new name, Stars Coffee. Source. 123RF Source. Instagram Source. 123RF. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.